Mike and Trisha Mornings Podcast. Real, live, local.
Hola. It's 5:45 at 93.1 Kiss FM. You've got Trisha from the morning show and Emily because Mike is out on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
He's at a friend's wedding, having a big old time. I talked to him yesterday. He's like, yeah, whatever. Don't talk to me. Bye.
Really?
Oh, dude.
Get it together, Mike.
Oh, he's just like, yeah, uh-huh. Okay, fine.
It's like, I don't want to hear it.
I know, at all.
I'll wait. I can already hear Mike.
Oh, Jesus.
Don't talk to me.
Don't talk to me. I don't want to talk to you. So, yeah. Oh, I do have some good news this morning.
Oh, okay.
Mesa's completely open.
Is it?
Yes, they finally finished up that sinkhole.
Good.
That was right in front of the King's X. So
thank goodness.
That's good. Nice and smooth sailing. It's going to be a wonderful morning heading into downtown on Mesa. Sure
finally.
It is.
Sure yeah.
It is.
Well, it's always packed, right? I try not to take it.
I take
the freeway for everything. But the freeway is just as bad.
It's just as bad, yeah. So, but it's good. At least you don't have to, you know, filter down into that one lane, so that's good.
That is true.
Did you go to the concert last night?
I did not.
I think you and I are the only two who didn't go.
Right, that's true.
I didn't
have tickets.
I didn't go because I'm old and I never would have made it in this morning if I had gone. So there's no way. I don't care how much of a nap I had gotten in the afternoon. There's no way. If I had gone to that concert last night, I would have been like, no, forget it.
I say I'm an old lady trapped in a 25-year-old body, so I wouldn't have made it either. But no, I didn't have tickets anyway.
No,
so,
yeah.
Mm-mm.
No, and everybody said it was a great concert. Everybody said it was, you know, everything went smooth and whatever. But man, the traffic.
That's what I was thinking, especially by the Sun Bowl.
Oh yeah. One of the news stations had a drone in the air.
Oh goodness.
And they were showing that like the line of traffic and people were jumping on Facebook and social media going, why is the traffic so bad at the Sun Bowl? But it's not like this, like even downtown when there are a million different things going on.
That's
you know,
true,
you get
right?
in, you park, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's because you got to think about it. Like at baseball games, not everybody shows up for the first part of the baseball game.
That's true.
You know, people go in, they go out, they go in for part of the game, they leave
mm-hmm.
and go
they
home.
They leave early.
Yeah, or they get there late or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Concerts, yeah, if you had to be there for a concert, but it just seems like things, I think things moved a lot more quickly and smoothly downtown than they did over here at the Sun Bowl.
Yeah, because they say that when Monster Jam comes around.
Yeah.
It happens the same way when it's Monster Jam. So it's the Sun Bowl area.
It is.
That is just so hard to maneuver.
It's a mess.
I think it's, kind of around UTEP too. When I used to go, there was still always traffic, especially about the roundabouts because nobody knows how
nobody
to use
knows
those
how to
things
use
around here. So UTEP decided let's put in two.
I know.
Let's kind of close
gigantic,
to each other.
Yeah. Two gigantic roundabouts and with multiple lanes.
Yeah,
and you're like, oh my God.
No, you just gotta hope nobody hits each other.
Yeah.
And then that new part that they put in that's connecting, I don't know where exactly.
Right.
I don't know what logistics are, but in P4. And then people be like, where's P4? I don't know. Off of Schuster. I just know I used to park there all the time.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah, but there.
It's confusing.
They're making that thing worse too, so.
Yeah. So yeah, yesterday I was looking at that traffic cam video and I'm like, "Oy. Oh man."
That's okay.
That's going to be unpleasant.
I'll watch all the Facebook videos that people are posting like, "Oh, I'm going to live stream it. I'm at the concert."
That's what I did. I was just checking people's Facebook pages out going, "Ah, that looks like a great concert.
Oh, yeah, that's
I'm
cool,
glad
guys.
I'm home."
Yeah. I'm here. I saw your Facebook live. I'll like it. That's great. Have a good time for me.
I know. So good. So that's finally over with. Boy, that has been like ramping up and gearing up for so long. Everybody's
mm-hmm.
wondering if Axel was actually going to do the show.
Yeah, because they said he started early.
Yeah.
Even the show started early, that he's a proper man now.
Right, yeah.
A professional now.
Good for him. Too bad, because he used to be so much better looking.
Well, yeah, that's true.
I know. People were putting up like pictures and stuff on their Facebook pages and videos and old videos, old concert video, and I'm like, yeah, that's not what he looks like anymore.
No. Is he still chunky? I did not really see him. So.
I saw fleeting images of him, and he does still look to be chunky.
Oh.
Man, time is not kind to anybody,
mm-mm.
man.
Boy. Food and time.
Man, Axel was so beautiful back in the day, dude.
He was
outstanding.
I don't know, man. How does that just happen? Money and food?
Money and
fame.
Food.
Fame and food.
Yeah, because I mean, hey man, look, if I got really famous and really rich,
mm-hmm.
oui, Yeah.
I think I would too.
I would look like the girl in the Willy Wonka factory, the original one.
Oh.
Where she ate too many blueberries or whatever.
Yeah. Ali Veruca. Ali know her name. It's
Isn't
the other
Veruca?
One. No, it's the blueberry girl.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't the one
That's
who chews gum.
Be. That's what I would be.
But
I would
boom.
Be like gigantic because I'd be like, give me all the food.
Exactly.
I want all
and
of
then,
it.
And then land a show to be like, okay, now I'm going to lose it all. And I'll earn money while I lose this weight
exactly.
for more food.
Exactly.
So it'll work out.
We're right here, man.
Exactly.
You and me,
That's
man.
How I think.
Right here.
I watch those shows where it's like my 600-pound life
yes.
or... That girl that's like proud that she's really big.
I love that stuff.
But I don't know.
Oh man,
that's a tough show. But man, she's making more money than I am. So.
I know. Hey,
good for you, girl.
You know. And then now the latest one is what's her name? The Sabrina, the teenage witch.
She has a show?
No, she has. She's on Nutrisystem.
Really?
So yeah. So she got to get all chunky and everything, and now she's like
look
okay,
at me.
I'll lose the weight now because somebody's paying me to do it.
Exactly.
I need somebody to pay me to lose 30 pounds.
That's living the dream.
That really is.
Every time I see a new celebrity, man.
I know. Yeah.
You're getting paid to lose
oh,
weight.
Oh, dude.
I'm just here giving money so I can go work out.
That is the dream.
And possibly not lose weight.
That is the dream.
Ugh.
Being paid to lose weight.
We gotta achieve it. We gotta do it. Somehow, some way.
We're gonna need to talk to the bosses.
Exactly. Kiss FM.
And now it's time for
three things you need to know
this morning.
1, 2, 3.
It's 6:20 at 93.1 Kiss FM. That's not one of the things you need to know. I just thought I'd let you know what the time is. So one of the things you need to know about is if Mesa heading into downtown is part of your commute. Good news. They fixed the sinkhole.
Woohoo!
It's that sinkhole that was right in front of the King's X. Remember, it was almost a week that you know, you were, like, either closed down completely or having to, like, funnel into one lane.
Yeah, fight everyone.
Well, thank goodness it's open. So southbound Mesa, barring any other problems, should be okay. So thank goodness. Heavy sigh of relief.
Yay.
The other thing you need to know about today is there's this Swiss company, and they say that they've discovered and invented a new kind of chocolate.
What?
It's called Ruby chocolate, and it's made from ruby cocoa beans, and apparently they've been working on this for like 13 years, and it's the first new type of naturally colored chocolate since the so-called white chocolate hit the market about 80 years ago. So the company says it's an intense sensorial delight with a tension between berry fruitiness and luscious smoothness.
What?
One chocolate reviewer says it's so light and fruity you don't even realize that you're gobbling up one chocolate after the other. I don't ever realize I'm gobbling
I
up
know.
One chocolate
I,
after the other.
I think that goes with every chocolate.
Right, exactly. And it better be darn good, man, because apparently it's extremely expensive. And no word on when it's going to hit the market, like in a widespread kind of way.
Okay.
They launched it in Shanghai, China. So, yeah, so there you go. I mean, hopefully, maybe eventually we'll get some chocolate, some ruby chocolate. I just want to know how you get that job of chocolate reviewer.
Exactly.
That would be
like,
my
okay, here's
dream
just,
job.
Yeah, we're going to lay it all out. Go ahead and eat it.
Exactly.
Tell us what you think.
And then the last thing you need to know about today is maybe there's actually hope for love after all.
Uh-oh.
Chris Pratt and Anna Faris, people close to them are telling TMZ that not only have they not lawyered up yet, but nobody's even making a move towards
what?
Filing for divorce.
Okay.
Like nothing. Like nobody's doing anything. Yes, they're living apart. Yes, he's actually been seen with some other woman, but
Ooh.
Not recently. He's only been seen with her once.
Mm.
And
it takes one time, girl.
It only takes one time. And that they're both kind of like, you know what? Let's just step back a second. You know, let's take a look and see what's going on here. Maybe we can work this out. Maybe we just needed a break from each other.
Mm.
And so, yeah, maybe there is hope for love after all.
They were the perfect couple.
They were so adorable.
But even they need breaks. But, you know, if you need a break, you don't say, well, we're going to separate, you know?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Maybe. I mean, sometimes things get really bad. I've had friends who've been married since like 2 years out of high school. And
they're like,
you know, they've been married for like 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they took a break. They took like a year long break because you know, when sometimes when you're super young or when things are super intense, maybe sometimes if you take that break, then you can't get back together.
Yeah.
What they I'm hoping.
Yeah, because they were like 8 years, right?
Yeah. 8 years and that beautiful
take
little
a break.
Boy. Yeah.
Take a break.
I mean, and you know, here I had so much hope for Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner, and they broke my heart. So I'm hoping Chris Pratt and Anna Faris don't break my heart.
I like them better.
I think they're adorable.
Good. So I hope
so. It's 6:23. That's the three things you need to know. Miss FM. You've got Trisha from The Morning Show and Emily in this week because Mike is out having fun at a friend's wedding. Okay, so we were talking about the some police officers in Pennsylvania. They went on social media and they were like, oh my God, the scary clown from It. Pennywise has been tying red balloons to storm grates.
Uh-huh.
And they were like, oh, we were so scared when we took the stupid balloons down. And of course they were joking around and stuff. Now, okay, is that like a thing? Is that how Pennywise shows himself? Well, I don't know. See, I don't know anything about It.
Okay,
all I know is that it was a TV show.
Yeah, it was a miniseries back in the day.
And then now it's a movie.
Yes, so they're
remaking
it.
That comes out tomorrow.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's been given Stephen King's blessing, because I know a lot of people, I'm like that, I don't like remakes.
Right.
But if Stephen King has blessed it, then cool, because originally Tim Curry was Pennywise.
Okay.
And he did a great job.
Yeah.
And it's been a while since I've seen it, so don't kill me, people, because some people are really religious about their movies. But from what I said, yeah, the red balloon is his, like, you know, thing. That's his trademark. So even Stephen King, I think it was earlier this week, he put a red balloon in his window.
Really?
Trying to be like, oh, look at guys, he's in here, like trying to make a joke or something about it. And so they're smart. They're basically doing publicity.
Right.
These little pranksters are. And everyone else can just run with it because they actually made a haunted house in Hollywood on the corner of Hollywood and Vine.
Oh, how fun.
They made the It house.
Oh.
So if you're in Los Angeles or you plan to go to Los Angeles anytime soon, they actually built the It house and you can go in there, but you have to win a lottery. Like, they're doing really good publicity with this.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's the actual house, but you have to sign a waiver because God knows what's in there. Because I was looking it up because I did go to California a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I was like, no one's going to go with me. I'm probably going to freak out. But it's supposed to be incredibly scary before the movie, and he's supposed to pop out everywhere, so they're trying to make it like he's just everywhere.
Right.
So I think they're kind of even encouraging. I've seen some places for people just to put random balloons places.
Oh my God.
But
okay,
then
so it's
people
not
are
necessarily
freak out.
Just in a storm grate.
Well, because it starts out when they take Georgie, which is one of the kids' brothers, because it's a club of the losers club, right? So it's around these little kids, and it's two parts. So this first movie is going to be the first part just focusing on the kids.
Okay.
Because like in the miniseries, they focus when they're on adults too.
Okay.
So it's jumping back and forth. The way they're doing it, the way this director's doing it, first movie. So of course there's going to be a second one.
Right.
Just about the losers club, so it's a bunch of kids, but one of the brothers is taken, Georgie, and so like the opening scene and the way they've been promoting it with the trailers is Georgie's trying to get his boat back, a little paper boat, because it's flying down the gutter, whatever the heck it's called, and it has his boat and he's in the gutter. Like, that's one of the most famous scenes, is that Georgie's looking in the little...
Right. I've seen the scene, but I didn't know why he was, like, looking in the gutter.
Don't kill me. I'm not technically sure why he's always in the sewer. He hides in the sewers for the kids, and the kids have to go in the sewer, too, later in the movie. But it starts because that's where Georgie was last seen or something like that. So the most famous part is that he's in there and he's like, come down, Georgie, like we all float, like that whole thing. I don't know the technical, don't kill me people again, because I am one of those two that's like, oh, get it right, girl. But I might not have it right if I don't. Go ahead and go to Facebook or something.
Well, all I know is I'm the world's biggest wuss. And when those stupid trailers come up on my Facebook feed,
I know Facebook's bad.
I can't scroll fast enough, you know?
Yeah.
Because they start right away.
They autoplay. Yeah.
Yes.
And
it's like, oh,
boom,
my God.
Clown.
Yes.
Same with American Horror Story. That was happening a lot to me. And then my little stepson, I like to call him, but he's my boyfriend's son.
Uh-huh.
He would look at my phone and then like American Horror Story would come up, or It the Clown. Because I have a lot of,
well,
I love
watch that stuff.
I love scary movies, things like scary shows. So I'm going through my Facebook, and if you looked over, like, no, no, don't look at these. But I want, no, 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 because I didn't want to do that to him. Because it is, they just pop up, and you can't control it. And you're like, there goes my kid, looking at something.
Exactly.
Or, you know, oh, I didn't mean to.
And please, like your that. Kid, I'm the one who's at home, and I'll be, like, watching TV. And sometimes when I'm taking a nap, I'll turn on the TV so that it's just, like, a little bit of noise.
Yeah, I'm like that, too.
Well, see, right around this time of year, I can't do that anymore because all the scary movie trailers come out. Yeah.
It's Halloween from September, beginning of September, too.
So for me, I have to always keep it on, like, something that's pretty, you know, innocuous, pretty benign, like TCM or something like
Cartoon
that.
Cartoon Network,
you know, whatever. Yeah. And, like, the Disney Channel or whatever, you know. Because
something happy.
Because I'm a big wuss because the other night, Darren and I were watching TV and a commercial came on for It.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, nope, find church. We got to find church because we got to cleanse the TV.
Oh, I know.
And so, yeah, I made him watch church for like 15 minutes.
Oh, my goodness.
Because I was like, no, that's creepy. I can't watch that stuff. Yeah.
I think it's going to be good. I do like that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I might have a few nightmares, but, you know, I'll get over it. I'm a big girl.
Oh, man. No way, dude.
I'll get over it.
As it is, I have to sleep with a nightlight. If I went and saw something like that, I would have to have the overhead lights on in every room.
Oh, gosh. No, at first I'm like that. Like, okay, let's turn on all the lights. Let me get back to being comfortable. It's not real. And then, okay.
Yee.
But they're trying to make it like it's real. That's why they're tying all these balloons.
Right, right.
And making the house and doing all this. So
very scary stuff.
Congrats to those publicity people.
I know, right?
They're making news.
And how easy is that? It's a red balloon. It doesn't even cost that much.
I know. It's very cheap.
Yep.
Getting everybody talking.
And
Stephen King's like, look what I'm doing. Look at the balloon. That's why I thought it was funny. He's like, oh, look at this man.
Oh, my God. Hollywood. So, okay, I know I was really hoping that Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner would be, like, you know, back together because it took so long for them to get divorced and everything.
Yeah.
They broke my heart. They got divorced.
Ugh.
And then we find out Chris Pratt and Anna Faris a couple of weeks ago, they broke up.
Yes.
They separated.
Devastated everybody.
Love is dead.
Yeah.
Love
totally.
Is dead. Okay, well, it might not be dead after all. Because even though neither one of them is wearing their wedding rings and they're not living together, and yes, he's gone out on a date or two with some chick, insiders are telling TMZ that neither one of them has gotten a lawyer. Neither one of them has made a move towards filing for divorce. They're still co-parenting, you know, their little boy.
Uh-huh.
I hate that. I hate that word.
We're going to co-parent. No.
I know. No. You're just going to be a parent.
Yeah.
And so, apparently, they're talking. So,
like,
that could be good.
Okay, I was like, what do you mean talking?
Like talking. Like, you know.
Go clean up this mess.
Yeah, like.
Talking.
Hey, okay, why don't you go do your thing, and I'll stay here with the kid, and you do your thing and come back home. Hopefully, these two crazy kids will get back together. I've got my fingers crossed, because if you haven't even bothered to hire a lawyer.
I don't know. Maybe they're trying, like, behind the scenes, maybe someone wants money out of someone, or maybe it's going to turn ugly like
You're
that.
So jaded.
I know. Well, I think of the worst things, okay? I think of the worst possible situation.
You're so
because
jaded.
Because he's dating.
Okay.
You know she's not going to stick around.
No, I know. But maybe he just was stupid, and he was like, you know what? I don't want to be married anymore. He went out on two dates with this girl, and he was like, maybe I do want to be married.
I'm a guardian of the galaxy.
I know.
I'm going to go date everyone.
He's super hot, Chris Pratt. We get it. We understand.
I know.
She's his wife.
I know. That's why I would get so. My brother hates his wife. And he would always say, he's too good for her. He's too good for her. So when this happened,
brother hated his wife.
No. My brother hates Chris Pratt's wife. None of my brothers are married.
What? Dang, girl.
No.
Want to out him like that?
No. None of my brothers are married. They are in relationship, but nothing like that. But he hates Chris Pratt's wife. Let me correct that.
Why?
Because I don't know. He just doesn't like her. I guess because of the scary movies, he doesn't like her character.
Oh, okay.
But he doesn't, you know, none of us really know her.
I know, right? Exactly.
But he can't stand her, so he'd always be like, good for him. Good for Chris Pratt. Get out there, man.
Wow.
Right.
God. Okay, well, I'm going to put it out into the universe to overwhelm your brother's negative feelings about her.
And maybe
things
will work
out. Putting it out into the universe. Maybe it'll work out. Because really, we need some good news this year.
Exactly. Oh. And I loved them so much.
I know, they were adorable.
They had a dead bug collection together.
I know. How sweet was that?
No one else is going to want them with dead bugs.
No, no, they're not. It's 747. That's your Hollywood Dirt.
You've been listening to Mike and Tricia Mornings. For more, visit KissElPaso.com or download the 93.1 Kiss FM app for free to your iPhone or Android.